Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, and this is Lilydale Radio. It's so nice to be here with you today. We've had a nice snowy day here in Western New York. Could have been worse, though. I think we only got about a foot where I am at right now in Fredonia. I know Lilydale, I saw a nice video there that was quite a bit of snow over that way. So it's only a few minutes away from me, and boy, you just never know. So I'm Colleen, as I said, Colleen Vanderzijden. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale. The name of this show is called Embracing Your Essence, and it's all about you and loving who you are, embracing who you are. That is our plan. That is our goal. I'm so happy you're joining us by Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook Live. I'm on my Medium Coach page. It's called Colleen Vanderzijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach, and I'm happy you're here. I'm going to talk a little bit about being a medium and a spiritual life coach, and then I'm going to move into our topic of the day, which is self-responsibility and awareness. I love my little topics because they're topics that have helped me create the life I want to have, and I use them all the time with my clients and the people who come and just talk to me randomly off the street at times, it seems. So as a medium, what we do as a medium is we connect in with our loved ones on the other side. We want to connect in with our spirits over there who have passed. I had a letter the other day from someone who asked me why her daughters had passed. And you could tell that this obviously was a big issue. One had died quite some time ago, and the other one was like within the last few years. But she wanted to know why they had passed. And I wrote her back today, and I told her that I couldn't answer that question. I couldn't say why someone had passed. Everyone will pass. That is a part of our life. And with that, I told her that the why of it is something that we can't answer, but we understand that the timing of the people we lose is never good. There is never a good time to lose someone you love. That's the way it is. And I told her to just remind her, and I know she knows this, but I wanted to remind her that even though we may have lost people, they are still with us. They're still here. We may not see them physically, but their energies are still with us. Their love is still there. We have them in our hearts as well, and they don't leave us. And I know sometimes if I say something like that, people think, oh, no, but I want them to go to heaven. They would go to heaven. My theory, this is my philosophy. I'm sure other people share it, but my theory and philosophy is that spirit can be wherever they want. They can be in heaven, and they can be here at the same time. And from what I've experienced talking to spirits, it seems that that may be verified. They want to be here to let you know how much they love you. They want to be here to be involved in your life as best they can. They love to see what you're doing, and they love when you talk to them too. And it's kind of interesting. Sometimes people will say, but I can't feel them. I don't hear them. And you know what? I don't really hear my people. Isn't that interesting? I don't really hear my own loved ones who are on the other side. I can get feelings sometimes where I all of a sudden will think of someone that I love who's on the other side. And whenever I feel that and I sense their presence that way, I recognize that they're probably close to me for whatever reason at that moment. So if I think of someone out of the blue, someone who's passed maybe 10 years ago and I haven't thought about them in however long, all of a sudden, if I think of them, I think, oh, hi, how are you doing? And I'll just say a hi, what's happening kind of thing. And I'm just like everybody else when it comes to connecting with our own people because we doubt that it's accurate, that it's true. Even though we might feel their presence, we still doubt it sometimes. And it is fun. This is why I think it's great to go to a medium, because to have somebody else there as the medium to bring through our loved ones, it can make it so much more personal, really, in a way, and kind of give you some verification that, yes, that is who you're talking to. I went to several mediums in the spring this past year during 2017, some mediums at Lilydale to have my own readings. And some of my clients said, you do that yourself too? You do your own readings with other people? And I'm, oh yeah, because I want to hear what they have to say as well. And it's fun in a way, really, to connect in through a different way, to see what comes up, to see what comes through. We all have a need when we're connecting with a medium. We want to talk to our people for whatever reason. It may just be to hear them say hi, how much they love you. Sometimes it's we're looking for something more specific. And I have had people come in and say that they want to know this and this and this. And does the spirit say they should do this and this and this? And I always tell people, you know, spirit's not going to tell you what to do. Sometimes, though, I do get a spirit who would have told their loved one what to do when they were here in the physical. And sometimes from the other side, they will give me some directions, and I'm going, whoa, okay. This, which is funny because I always tell people they're not going to tell you what to do, and then I'll get somebody who does. And they may lay things right out, but you've got to remember where the information is coming from. If this was a person you would have taken their advice from, then cool. But you've also got to remember it's being interpreted through a medium, and you've got to go with what feels right to you. Just because a medium says something doesn't make it 100% true. So you want to check within yourself and see if it's accurate. See if it speaks to you, see if it sounds right. I've also had the experience where spirits on the other side come through, and they may have been more advice giving while they were here in the physical, but from the other side, they're not doing it. And they don't come through exactly the same way all the time. Sometimes they will show us how they were in the physical, and then other times they may show their evolution on the other side too. It's a very interesting process, and it is a lot of fun. It can be very healing to talk to a medium, to get some information, to just know it's going to be okay. Suffering a loss is very hard for every single person. And I'm finding as I get older and I have more people leaving my own physical life as well, the holidays are always more difficult, aren't they? You just, you know, you really miss your people during the holidays. But I have seen some miraculous events from spirit on the other side where, you know, you can just feel them. You just know they're there. You might hear them, you know, you'll be sleeping one night and you just feel something touching the side of your head, and you might think it's a bug or something, and you go like this and you grab your head or something, and it's just the spirit coming through. This time, the way the world is going right now, there's a huge consciousness shift happening. There are so many things changing right now. And with this consciousness shifting, we are getting more and more communication with our loved ones on the other side. People who are not officially mediums are having really interesting and cool experiences because we're in this time where the vibration of the world is shifting. And so if you're having some kind of interesting experiences and you think maybe you felt something, you heard something, you experienced something, and your logic brain is questioning, don't let your logic brain take over, okay? Go with it. Yes, go with it, Joanne. If you feel something, you think you're getting connected somehow, just go with it. Because you know what? If you feel good about it, it's probably right, okay? I know sometimes, oh my goodness, I can't talk. Hold on. I know sometimes people say to me, oh, I don't want to connect with evil spirits. I don't want to connect with them. It's scary. It's scary. And I do not like that because I don't believe in evil spirits. I just don't. Hi, Julie. Upstate New York. Oh, I wonder if you guys know. It's an interesting thing because I have yet to talk to an evil spirit when I'm doing a reading. I have not. I've talked to some grumpy spirits that were jerks when they were here in the physical, and a couple times they were still jerks on the other side. And I'm like, okay, go. You've got to get out of here. This is crazy. We're not going to talk to you. But I have not met an evil spirit. Even when we have, what do we call this, phenomenon in the house. You know, I've talked to a few people who have had things happen in their houses, and they question it. What is this? What's going on? Why is somebody knocking on my bedroom door? Why do the lights keep blowing out? Why does my phone always ring and no one's there? And it's not just telemarketers. You know, my book fell off a shelf and there's no reason for that to happen. I felt somebody sitting on my bed next to me. People tell me these things all the time. And don't think you're going crazy, okay? You're not going crazy. I went to a psychologist once and the recommendation of my headache doctor, because I was going through a very rough time then. I was having some family issues that were extremely traumatic for everyone involved. And this other doctor thought I should talk to somebody. So I go there and I'm talking to this man for just only one appointment, because it turns out he was, I think, more crazy than anybody I've ever met. But he asked me what I did for a living, and I'm like, I'm a medium. And he just was like, what do you mean? And it's like, I talk to dead people. And then he started to tell me the symptoms for psychosis and all these other things, trying to tell me that I was like psychotic, or I was bipolar, or I had, you know, all of this stuff, okay? So, you know what? I have to tell you, ever since I stepped into this field as a medium, as a healer, as a coach, a life coach, I'm so much happier now than I was before, because I'm so much more aware of things. And actually, that is my topic of the evening, which I haven't even gotten to, because I'm talking about mediumship for some reason. But there's that feeling of knowing I'm connected to something bigger than myself. That spiritual connection is there. And sometimes doctors, medical people who are very logical don't recognize the spirituality that's available to us. They don't recognize the spiritual aspects. And I'm not dissing doctors, okay? If you're sick or something, you need to go to a doctor, okay? If you are truly having some kind of breakdown, go to a doctor and get some help, okay? But I'm talking about the people who are very logical and might look at someone like me and say, oh, you've got an issue. I think, you know, you need to be committed or whatever. Not that he didn't tell me that, okay? So don't get all, you know, thinking that's what happened. But it's very important for us to step into who we really are. And if you're experiencing aspects of spirituality, aspects of spirit, it's a blessing. It's a total blessing. Don't be scared by it, but embrace it and learn what you can about it. It doesn't mean that you have to go out and become a medium, because I can tell you that's a lot of work, a lot of study, a lot of all sorts of things in your head go on when you're a medium, because you want to do your best to help people. And, you know, so you want to do things ethically and all that. But just because you're experiencing things doesn't mean you're going to become a medium, okay? But it is a beautiful thing to be able to touch in and to be able to have that reassurance that there is something greater out there. Isn't it amazing? It really is. I do want to mention the number to call in, because I haven't mentioned that. I've just been talking and talking. It's 818-739-8818. And you can call in and we can do a mediumship reading if you want. We can talk about spirituality. We can talk about mediumship coaching. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about, basically. Now, in mediumship, though, I try to avoid predicting things. I know I'd love to have things predicted for me as well. What's going to happen? Am I going to finish this? Is this going to work? Is that going to work? But you know what? Even if somebody tells me that, you don't take it as an end-all belief. You go with it and see what feels right for you, what is important for you. I had somebody once, a long time ago, this client came in and kept wanting to come back every month or something. And I always tell people, no, no, no. 6 months is good. Every 6 months. You don't want to bring in the same spirit, say the same thing. You know, life has a way of taking its own time to do what we need it to do. And they wanted to come in all the time, and they wanted me to tell them what to do and what was going to happen all the time. And that's not how it works. That's not what a mediumship is about. I also had another client who kept telling me he was going to all these different mediums and psychics because he wanted certain bits of information. And so he didn't get the right answer in quotes from one medium, so he went to a different medium. And then he would go to a different medium. And he would go to a different medium. And finally, I looked at him and I said, you're just trying to get what you want the answer to be instead of what we're picking up on and what messages want to come through. This isn't good. We don't want to be doing this. And he looked at me and he kind of denied it. He didn't think that was true, but it was true. Because if you're going to a different medium all the time and looking for a different answer, then you're not paying attention. And really, it's a waste of your money, too. What are you thinking? Why would you want to do that? Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Now, spiritual life coaching, I do want to get to that, because life coaching is helping people live a better life. We help them as a coach, okay? We don't tell them what to do. We don't fix people. We want to help people discover for themselves who they are, what they want, how they're going to get there. So we'll ask questions and we'll guide people along the way. As a spiritual life coach, what I do with that is I'm connected in with spirit, okay? That doesn't mean I'm necessarily giving you a reading. However, if I am doing a coaching session and a spirit pops in, I'll say, look, I'm stepping into mediumship mode for just a minute because I'm picking up on this message. But for coaching, I usually will help people establish some kind of goals for themselves. A long-term coaching thing is always great because you can get a lot more achieved. But I also do shorter sessions, you know, an hour session where maybe you have a specific problem, something you're going through, and you want to have some guidance on that. Maybe look at things from a spiritual perspective to find out how to handle whatever's happening in your life. Life can be hard. It can be really hard. And sometimes it feels like we're alone. And it feels like we don't have anybody there for us, anybody who wants to be there and help us and guide us. And a coach can help people with that, just to get a different idea of what to do, how to feel. I really like the coaching because it helps empower people. So people realize they're the ones who are responsible for their lives, which is also part of what I wanted to talk about tonight. I don't know why I want to go on and on about all this other stuff, but it must be important for somebody or else I wouldn't be doing it. And that's something that's interesting, isn't it? Because if we are, now, what I want to talk about is being self-responsible and being aware. Okay, I'm going to tie this in right now. Isn't that great? So awareness of who we are, who we want to be. Awareness of what's happening in our lives, awareness of our thoughts, our reactions, our who we really are. We all wake up and become aware in our own way, but we are all responsible for our lives. We are responsible for what's going on in our lives. The first time I heard that, I thought that meant that I had created my flat tire, I had created that. And I was like, no. And then I realized it took some time because sometimes, you know, you hear those little snippets of spiritual messages or New Agey stuff. You hear these little snippets and you don't really understand what it means. And one of them is your thoughts create your reality. And so when I heard that too, it's the same thing. It's like, what does that mean? Am I creating, you know, these bad things that are happening? And that's not what it means at all, okay? And it's when we get that little bit of something, we get confused and we just don't understand it. If we are aware of whatever's happening around us and how we respond to it, that's important. Our thoughts are very important. We have a running commentary in our head. It goes all the time. It can show us all sorts of things. We think our mind goes in its own direction on its own free will that we have no control over, but we can control that by being aware, by recognizing it. I remember once reading Wayne Dyer had a quote or explained something about observing your thoughts as though they're on a conveyor belt. You watch your thoughts and you say whatever it is and you just notice it. Now you're watching it on a conveyor belt, but you're not judging it. You're not sitting there going, oh, I'm a horrible person. I can't believe I just thought that. You just look at it, you notice it, and you let it move on. It's when we attach to certain thoughts and we stick there that we can get in trouble. I used to, when a long time ago, I would go to airports, I would be very uncomfortable. I was a very stressed out person. I still can get that way. Not as bad. Thank God. Amen. But I would get stressed out when I go to the airport because I wasn't sure what to do, how to do things. I was uncomfortable going through everything you had to do to get to the gate. And when I'd finally get to where I needed to be, I would sit there and I would people watch, which is all fine and good if you're not a jerk about it. But in my head, I would start judging people. Why is she wearing those shoes? Why would you wear 3-inch heels in an airport when you have to walk from here to here and you're going to do this and you're carrying your suitcase and you're going to trip? So you hear how my thoughts would go. I would get very judgmental about other people. Not very nice, if you ask me. And I noticed it. at some point years ago, and I'm thinking, why'd you do that? Because that's just being a jerk. I'm not saying it to anybody, but still it's in my head, and that whatever's in my head is an energy of some kind. And then I realized it was because I was so uncomfortable. Then I took it a step further. Okay, so I was trying to make myself feel better somehow. I'm not really sure the logic of that, but that's what it was. But I was also taking it a step further when I really started to look at it and realized I spent a lot of time judging myself, that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't doing what I needed to be doing, and whatever I was doing was not being done well. And I realized that. And once I realized that I was very self-critical, and it was coming out by showing my criticisms towards others, even if they're just in my head, it still is towards others. Once I recognized that, I could let it go. So we have so many thoughts that might go on in our heads, and we don't even know we have them and why they're there. We don't know what they're there for, why they're showing us. There are thoughts, of course, that go through our heads that are not important. They just come through and write out, and you won't even remember them. But if you can be aware of your thoughts and listen to what's happening inside your head, you can start to learn about yourself and become more aware, become more responsible for what life you are creating. We have our life situations can be horrible. You know, we can have horrible things happen, tragedies, etc. These things, though, can also bring to our awareness the important things in life. When we have someone pass, we recognize how important they were. We recognize how important it is to be aware of the people around us, to be aware of the people we love. We learn how important it is to be aware of what we say to the people around us. Are we being loving? Because you don't know. Maybe tomorrow they won't be here. You want to make sure you're being loving. And when someone passes, that points it out to us and gives us that sense of awareness as to what is going on in our heads and what's important to us. You've all heard, I'm sure, of people who've had a serious illness. And when they have a serious illness, all of a sudden, once they get through the fear, the anger, the emotions, and all of that, and they may still have some as they deal with their issues, but if it's a serious illness, life-threatening illness, you can find so many times that these people who are experiencing this horrible situation all of a sudden become aware of what's important in their lives. They're aware that they've wasted time on petty things that are not important. They're aware of the small things in life that they should be grateful for. They're aware of the gratitude they have for being outside on a sunny day, or if they like snow, being outside on a snowy day. They're aware of the comfort of their couch, that it's a comfortable couch, that they love their couch. You know, they're aware of their animals being there for them. They're aware of having a good day and getting out there. And if it's just as simple as driving around in the car and noticing how beautiful the colors are, in the grass and the trees and the flowers and the sky, they've noticed what's important. So we can become more aware through a tragedy, through something serious. We can become more aware gradually, and just all of a sudden we're not feeling satisfied with life, and that may last for a bit of time. So over a gradual course, all of a sudden we wake up. But it's all led up to it by a gradual course of being unsatisfied with whatever's happening in life. It's awareness is the foundation of becoming who we are. It's the foundation of taking action to be who we want to be. It's the foundation of changing our lives. If we don't know what's going on, how can we change it? Awareness is amazing. Now, if you are just joining in, I do want to tell you who I am. I'm Colleen VanderZeiden. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and this is Lilydale Radio, also being live streamed on Facebook on my Facebook page, Colleen VanderZeiden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. And it is also being live streamed, I guess you could call it sort of, on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. And I will continue talking about this in a second, but I'm going to actually go to a caller. And hopefully the sound will be okay, because I listened to a couple shows, and that whenever I have a caller, sometimes the sound isn't very good. Anybody watching, okay, if I'm going to hold the phone up, probably the other phone. I'm using two phones at once. It's really quite the technology here happening in my room right now. I'm going to hold it up closer to my other phone, closer to the Facebook Live thing. If it's bad sound, let me know. Not that I can do much about it, but maybe I'll make the call on the shorter side. So we'll see. So I'm going to go to the first caller. Yes, Julie, I do want to talk about it. Hold on, first caller. Yes, Julie's telling us that she went through this with a lady she took care of for 14 years. She just passed over. Wow, she was 91. Oh, my goodness, that is impressive. Isn't that amazing? I tell you, when someone makes it to 91, I wish I had paid when I was younger, paid more attention to the older people around me for the gifts that they could give us and share with us. It's so wonderful that you got to take care of her for 14 years. And you probably still feel her around you, I would guess, because she seems like she would have been a little bit spunky at times. Okay, well, anyway, sorry. I get distracted very easily tonight. It's kind of interesting. So I'm going to go to the first caller. First caller, when I touch in with you, just give me your name and where you're calling from. That would be really awesome. And your number is 5252. That's the last four digits of your telephone number, 5252. Hello, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How can I help you tonight?
I'm actually calling to figure out, I feel like I really need to move from where I'm staying at. I feel like, you know, where I'm staying at affects like my energy and different things like that. And, I'm just wondering if I would, I'm sure I could, I just want to know if it's going to happen for me this upcoming year, if I'll be able to move.
Yes. You know, you feel very familiar to me. Have I talked to you before?
Yeah, I did, but I think the phone cut off.
I think we
had a phone issue here.
Oh, isn't that hot, tell you, the phones. I don't know, technology is something. Well, it is interesting because I have to say, you know, even though I'm just going to touch in psychically rather than mediumshiply, although I do have a grandfather on the other side, I'm going to go backwards in a second. I do feel you moving. There seems to be more opportunity if you move.
Yeah, like I just feel like ever since I've been here, my life has been hell. And because it's drama and chaos here, and my energy, my life has been, I mean, some good things that has happened, but I need to move.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is interesting. Do you happen to have a grandfather who on the other side who was quite the hard worker? And I want to call him Scrappy. And by scrappy, what that means to me is somebody who is not as big. He's not very big, but I feel him doing big things, you know, like lifting big things, being very strong. You know, somebody who's going to work very, very hard to do what he needs to do to provide for his family. Do you have a grandfather like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because there is that, you know, the way he comes through. Do you happen to know, did he have a bit of a temper at times?
Well, my grandfather was the boss, okay? He did work hard, and then, you know, he became the boss. And, he did have a temper sometimes with my grandmother.
Yeah.
He did have a temper.
I get some temper with him. Okay, I get some temper and I get some passion with him. You know, he reminds me of somebody who, if you did something wrong, he's literally going to kick your butt. And I mean kick your butt. You know, he feels like that kind of guy. Yeah, he's just going to let you know that you're on the wrong path. It's kind of funny. He's actually come in when we're talking about whether or not you're going to move. I want to see what he has to say. Okay, he's telling me that you... Okay, this is fun. He says, you're a lot like him, but not with that temper part, okay? You can keep that under control. But he says, you're a lot like him because you're going to keep going no matter what. He says, sometimes you question yourself. We all do. You know, we all question ourselves. But he says, really, the inside part of you is going to keep going. You're going to do whatever you have to do to succeed. And he is happy for you. He is mentioning money, though, with you right now, too. Are you having some money awareness issues right now?
Yeah. I am having some money issues. I just actually got a new position, which is good.
Good.
It's going to pay me good money, but it's a little further away. But I'm kind of working with a vice president, so I kind of feel like I'll have opportunity to maybe move up. But yeah, I was having a lot of money issues. I'm hoping this year it'll change.
Okay. Well, you know, I have to say, what he's telling me, he's giving me the impression that because you are such a hard worker and you're somebody who really wants to do your best, you're not going to give up on your dreams. You know, you're not going to do it because you know it's not you. And he's also telling me, you just keep going. You just keep taking those action steps forwards because it's going to work out. He is very clear on this, that it's going to work.
Okay.
And boy, yeah, there's going to be so many things happening for you from what he's showing me. So this is very cool. I'm feeling very good about this.
I really, I'm like, I need to move. Like, I need to be in a whole nother environment. And, you know, the only thing I can get other, you know, create other channels of money, but the position is a temp position. So I don't know if I would feel safe just getting a new place and depending on, you know what I mean, that income,
right?
Because it's a temporary, you know, it's not a permanent, but I don't really want to wait because it's like a 6-month temp position, but I don't want to wait that long to move.
I'm feeling from him that there's a permanent position coming. So I'm feeling that. So, and I feel like, and I'm actually feeling like you kind of fall into it, but you know, like it shows up, you apply and it's yours. So keep your eye open, you know, and just allow it to happen. Cause the way he's talking about you, you have nothing to worry about. Nothing at all. You know, he's a strong one. He is a strong one, and you're a strong one too, is what he's telling me. Well, Katie, thank you so much for calling. You have some fun.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward. You give me a call back next year sometime and tell me how it's all going. I want to know.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. It's always so interesting, isn't it, with all the things that can happen. You know, with her, with Katie, you know, I can tell that she's got a lot of awareness there of options and opportunities. And when we start to wake up to some of this awareness that we can have, we start to see so many different things. You know what is really cool, too? We start to realize in our responsibility for ourselves, we recognize that we can make choices to change our responses to things. We can make choices to create something different. We don't have to be stuck in the same situations. Hi, Karen. How's it going? We don't have to be stuck in the same situations. We can create something different, and it all comes from our awareness. If we complain about everything that's happening in our lives, complaining is an energy that's just a waste of energy. There's no point. It just creates more and more of the same. Once you become aware of the energy of things as well, you start to realize how this is all so interconnected. Everything is connected. One little bit and piece of information ties in with something else and ties in with something else. And it's all about you creating your best life, helping you embrace who you are, who you want to be, being happier. Because isn't that what we really all want, to be as happy as possible, even within the crappy situations that we can have? And when we have those crappy situations, and when we get tired, we get stressed out, or we have one thing after another, our energy will start to get depleted. And when our energy is getting depleted, that's when we might fall into the habits of complaining or blaming, being a victim of whatever's happening in our lives. We might be a victim. You know, this happened to me and I have no control over it, so now my life is ruined. Like, really? Are you really going to accept that as a belief system you want to hold? You shouldn't. Not good. Don't do it. There's the feeling, too, once you become aware of those thoughts in your head, it all comes back to the thoughts, what's happening in your head. Because once you're aware of those and you can see you can make the choices and the changes, it's so much better. Like I said, I used to be quite stressed out, quite stressed out. Anything could send me off someplace else. I had, and I think I've talked about this before, so I won't go into it in great detail, but I had an experience at the airport where my flight aborted. And when my flight aborted, I was in a much better place. I was more like I am now. You know, I'm a different person than I was 10, 15 years ago. I'm more like I am now, where I can look at it and go, okay, I can make a choice on how I'm going to respond. Am I going to get stressed out and worried about what's going to happen? Or am I just going to enjoy the time, make the most of it, and wait and see what happens? And I did that instead. And so I didn't end up getting all stressed out, trying to figure out what was going to happen, how it was going to work, what if it didn't work out the way I wanted, and all of that stuff, because my mind would have gone into those crazy brain moments where it puts me in this cycle of worry and stress. There was another time I was coming back from my niece's wedding. That would be Nicole, Karen, my sister is watching. So I'm mentioning her daughter. Was it her daughter's wedding? Yeah, it was. She was the one that was over in Massachusetts. So I'm coming back with my daughter, and we're driving back, and we get on the highway, and we are stopped on the road. We are stopped. It turns out there's a big truck that is on fire, and we are stopped on the highway for hours. Now, I was coming back with my daughter, and I needed to bring her to the airport in Buffalo, which was about 8 or 9 hours away from where I was parked down the highway, and I could have worried about that. I could have said, oh, what are we going to do? You're going to miss your flight. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what we're going to do. And I could have panicked, basically. But instead, we sat in the car. We took a nice selfie, put it online. And everybody's going, you know, saying we're stranded and stuck there. And people are saying, how are you so happy? It's like, well, what else are you going to do? We might as well have a good time. So I ended up having to drive her there. And I did mention this, I think, previously as well. I have a lot of stories, and I do repeat them because they're fun. And we ended up having the greatest time. I drove her back to college, and we had so much fun doing that. But it was because I had made that conscious choice, because I had developed my awareness to recognize how I responded to certain situations. I recognized my habits, that I would just go into whatever in my head and not even be aware of it, because a habit is something you do when you're not aware. You know, somebody, and I'm sure it's nobody who's watching, because anybody who's watching my show is probably somebody who's pretty much aware of some things in life, right? You know, people with road rage, somebody cuts them off and they just go into this reaction that is not good. You know, it can be very negative. It could be mean. It could be dangerous. And that's a habit for them. What if something happens for them that upsets them, they go into this negative reaction. They are not aware of how they're responding. And if they are aware and they're still choosing to do that, that's not a good thing, really. It really isn't. When I was traveling back with my daughter from that wedding, as we were going, we saw a sign for cupcakes. And I said, hey, let's get some cupcakes. So we get off the highway. Well, you know what? The cupcakes were, we couldn't find the cupcakes. We're looking for a sign when you get off, cupcakes. And finally we pulled in someplace and asked, and we had to go down this alley, and we finally found the cupcakes. And it's made such a great story that we were just having fun. Rather than saying, well, we've got to get back as fast as we can, we're just going to have fun. And, you know, the cupcakes were not very good. They really weren't. They weren't worth a half hour looking for them. but we had a good time, and it's a good story that we got there. The cupcakes, literally, they were dry, and then the top, there was like this much frosting on the top. It was like as big as my head. Who wants to eat a cupcake with that much frosting? Not me. I know some people really like frosting, but no, not me. Anyway, I digress yet again. Not abnormal, as you probably know. Something else to be aware of is our bodies. Oh my. When I take a moment, just a moment, not even a whole minute, to just sit and just kind of touch in with my body, I can find places in my body that are stressed and tense. So even though I've decreased my stress over the years immensely, I still hold some stress in my body. So when I take that moment and just look back, look through and feel it and see what I feel, I can take a breath and kind of relax, and that just brings me back into myself, into the present. The body, too, being aware of the body is awesome, because have you ever had that experience where, let's see, you want to do something or you're thinking about doing something, but you get this weird sensation in your stomach, like a constriction in your stomach, and that's your body's way of saying, no, don't do it, don't do it. Your body will always tell you what you should do and not do if you're aware of your body. It's amazing. Once you become aware of it, and you know, and literally, this is what I will do. I would take like 11 breaths. I like 11 because it's a prime number and it's a cool number. So 11 breaths, and in that 11 breaths, I can relax my body and start to feel like myself again. And then as I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, if I get a weird sensation in there, it's giving me that message. Your body always knows. Your body will also reinforce some of your thoughts. So if you say, and I have been known to say on occasion, he's driving me crazy, okay, do I want to create that within myself, within my body? Okay, you all know about stress and how it affects the body and all of that. But once you become aware, you will be shocked and amazed. Now, I told one of my clients the other day, said just when you get up in the morning, as soon as you wake up, before you get out of bed, 2 minutes, that's all, just 2 minutes, I want you to just pay attention to your thoughts that go through your head. Because how you start the beginning of your day is going to influence your day. So if you start, and this is how I used to start when I was working as a teacher, and no offense if any of my students or anybody's listening, this is just how I started. I would go, oh my God, I am so tired. I do not want to get up right now. It's too dark. I'm not getting up. Oh, what do I have to do? Oh, and then I would like stumble to the bathroom and like, oh, I think I forgot to do this yesterday. Now I have to do that. Oh, I wonder if, and I would just go on and on. And I would wake up in this really negative state. And so all of the thoughts that went through my head at the beginning of the day were, oh, thoughts. But since I have developed my awareness, of course, thank goodness, I did manage to move myself into a different place. And instead, I would work on my energy and raise my energy up. Because if we get up in the morning and we're negative about even getting up, okay, it's a blessing you woke up. Get with it. We want to be there, right? So we might as well enjoy the day. So while I lie there in bed, what I like to do is just kind of notice what's going through my thoughts and then go, what do I want to do today? What do I want to achieve today? How do I want to feel today? Okay, it's not all about achieving. I love achieving. I love my lists. I love my goals. That's just me. That's the way it is. I love it. But it's not all about that. If I'm achieving something but I'm not having fun, then why do it? You know, if I want to be happy, so I want to be happy. I may set a goal. Say, today I'm going to be happy. I'm setting my morning intention to hijack my out-of-control thoughts if they've gone that way. I'm going to hijack it, bring that mind back in and control it again and say, you know what? No, today I am going to experience the greatest day. I'm going to have so much fun, and I'm making a conscious choice on what I say. I'm going to work on writing my book, and it's going to be great because I'm going to talk about this today, and I've got this cool story I'm going to put in, and people are going to love it, you know, and I'm going to eat something really awesome. I love spaghetti meatballs. Ever since I was a child, I have. Tonight we're having spaghetti and meatballs. My goodness, I'm looking forward to that. My comfort food. It's a great thing. So I'll set my intention for the day like that. And then as time goes on through the day, I'll check in with myself again to make sure I'm paying attention. Am I still in the moment? Am I still in the present? Have I lost my brain? Have I gone off someplace else? Have I allowed myself to get stressed out? Have I read into something that I saw and thought someone was saying something about me or somebody doesn't like me or whatever it is? Have I read into anything like that? You know, so I'll just check in with myself every now and then and make sure I'm still on my path of how I want my day to be. We are living our lives moment to moment. Every moment is important. Every moment is important. We want to make the most out of our moments. Even when we're having a problem, we can still make the most out of our moments. We can trust that it's going to work out fine. We can raise that awareness we have within of the spiritual aspects, the spirituality that we can access to help us with our problems. We can pray, and that's very valuable to do, to connect with God, or whatever you want to call that energy, to connect with your people. You can do that. Sometimes when we're having a serious problem, our awareness is magnified because all we can see are the problems. And when that happens, what we have to do is take our awareness and go within instead. And we'll focus our awareness on what we need to survive through whatever's happening, what we need to strengthen our energy, what we need to do to strengthen our trust that it's going to work out just fine. It may not be the exact ending you wanted, but it's going to work out just fine. And most of the time, a huge percentage of the time, what we think is going to happen, we worry about, doesn't happen. So if we don't go there, we can save ourselves a lot of grief. We're experiencing our lives in our minds. I say this quite a bit lately. What we feel is in our head. What we think is in our head. How we experience life is in our head. We are giving meaning to things in our head. We are giving meaning to what's happening. Whether it's accurate or not is another thing. And so we have to make sure we're paying attention. We're back to the awareness. See how I keep coming back? Isn't that great? I'm not wandering too far away. So this is awesome. We have some other things you can think about too. Belief systems. I like to call them BS for short, because most of them are BS. But our belief systems, we believe certain things. And so many times these things we believe, we picked them up when we were younger, you know, and it could be as simple as someone saying something to you as a child. It could be as simple as you just interpreting something a certain way as a child, that for whatever reason you don't feel good enough, you know, and then you carry that belief through your life. And there are some, I'm thinking of a person in particular who it doesn't feel good enough. Doesn't feel like people like her. And with that, it's really her perception. It's not accurate. And it's based on some belief from when she was younger that she was not the favored one, that she was not good enough, that she had to work really hard to prove herself. And this is all in the head. This is, she's created this in her head. And we will have these beliefs of not being good enough is where so many end up coming from. And we don't know what to do with them. And we will reinforce it if we're not careful. You know, we'll create things that will affirm to us we are not good enough. And you may have an awareness. Something might happen. You might wake up and just kind of go, hey, wait. I don't believe this anymore. This isn't true. I had a belief for the longest time that if I made a commitment for something, that I couldn't change my mind. Now, back, I don't know how many years ago, I would have felt that that was very responsible. I'm of a responsible person. I like to follow through on what I say I'm going to do. But sometimes what would happen is I would say yes to something when I really didn't want to say yes. And so now I had a commitment for something I didn't want to do. And then I would follow through with it and I would do it. And then I'd be in a bad mood. I didn't like it. I was mad at myself for doing something I didn't really want to do. And I remember somebody saying to me once, well, you know, you could change your mind. And I'm like, I can? I can really change my mind? I could back out of something. You know, I had a mediumship thing I was going to do a few years ago. And it was on a Friday night. And I was at work at school teaching. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I started to feel sick. And in my head, you know, being who I am, I'm like, oh no, I have to do this mediumship thing tonight. I'm going to be on stage, you know, giving messages to this audience and everything. And I had a fever. I went home. I went to bed. I had a fever. I had the body aches. I couldn't move. And I'm still thinking to myself, I've got to get there. And then finally I thought, you can't get there. If you go, number one, your mediumship is going to be horrible. But number two, you're probably going to collapse on stage. So I had to call them and cancel. And it was a little bit of a struggle within myself to do that, even though I had to cancel. I mean, that was just the way it was. And it was good that I did. And then, you know, the next day I was fine. So for whatever reason, I wasn't supposed to be there Friday night. And whenever, years ago for that. And then there were other times where, now what I do is somebody asks me if I want to do something, I say, well, I'm not sure. I have to check my calendar. Even if I know full well I have nothing that day, I'm still going to check my calendar. And then I wait a couple of days to see what feels right to me, you know, because I want to be aware of my feelings and what I want to be doing, who I want to be spending my time with, what events I want to go to, because you can't do everything. It's sad, but you can't. There's not enough time in the day. So being aware of your feelings is also something. There are so many things to be aware of, and all of this, again, comes back to you being responsible for the life you're experiencing. Rachel just says your perception is your reality, and that is so true. We were talking about the thoughts being reality and what that really means earlier, and you want to be in touch with your feelings. When I woke up and became more spiritually evolved, recognized there was so much more to me than I realized, so much more to the world and life than I realized, I just became aware that I didn't even know what my emotions were. I didn't know how I felt. I didn't. All I knew was there was a happy emotion, or a sad emotion, or an angry emotion. I didn't realize there were variations between all of the different emotions. And I found a list somewhere, some book I was reading probably, that listed all of these emotions. And I thought, wow, just seeing that, I could see that I had really suppressed myself. I wasn't aware of who I was. I wasn't aware of how I felt. So your feelings will also lead you to things you could change in your life. So if you're mad at someone, why are you mad? Is a legitimate reason, okay? Can you make a different choice? Is there something else you could say or do? Are you mad at yourself because you didn't say what you should have said? There are so many different things that go with the emotions. I do say, you know, being aware also keeps you more open-minded for opportunities, too. You can see that there are other things out there. We have a limited perspective sometimes, and we don't realize that there's more to life than what is right in front of us, that there's more to life than what we're experiencing right now. If you think back over your life, and you go back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years even, you may see yourself as being a different person. It's because as you've gotten older and matured more, grown up, you have a greater awareness of yourself. And it is a natural evolution, I do believe, for many people, not everybody, but many people. But you can beat it up a little bit if you want to. And it starts out with doing things like setting your intention in the morning, being aware of the present, being aware of what's happening in your relationships and how your feelings go. There are so many different awarenesses you can have to show you things. The spirituality, that's very important, because for me, if I hadn't awakened as I did, I don't know that I would be as connected spiritually as I am now. I was open to allowing the spiritual messages to come through. And I'm not talking just about mediumship messages, but also messages for me about what I needed to do and who I needed to be. I was more aware of that kind of energy. I was more aware of paying attention if I had an intuitive hit, something I needed to do. I took my kids to Cancun once when they were young, and we were crossing the street, and the light was red, and I didn't go. I didn't cross the street. I was holding their hands, and I didn't cross. And it was, for whatever reason, I just felt like I shouldn't. And just then, a car came through, and I mean speeding through. And if we had crossed when the light had changed, we would have been hit by this car. And I was open to allowing the awareness to stop me. So this awareness of the spiritual aspect, the awareness of guides, angels, guidance, all of that can help us step into who we really are. I was on a beach once. I love the beach, but I was on a beach once, and I needed to do a lecture. And I was just, my thoughts were just kind of going and going. And finally, I realized I was hearing the same phrase over and over again. God speaks to those who wait. God speaks to those who wait. And finally, I'm a little slow sometimes, I realized I was getting this message, and I sat up and I wrote it down, God speaks to those who wait. And I ended up doing a whole lecture on that, like, what does that mean? God speaks to those who wait. God speaks to those who wait on him. God speaks to those who wait to be shown. God speaks to those who wait for guidance, intuition, who wait for messages, all of those things, it works. It's been really amazing, this awareness of things that we can have in our lives and what we can experience. Okay, what do we have? Oh, only 3 minutes left. Boy, I cannot believe that I have talked this much. Hi, Karen. Yes. Yes, it's amazing. I tell you, we can get so much guidance if we're aware. And it doesn't mean you have to be sitting there going, help me, guide me, guide me. You can certainly say, help me. But it just happens. You don't even have to, you don't have to set the intention. Today I'm going to be aware and I'm going to get messages. You don't have to do that. You can just say, you know, today I'm going to love myself. I'm going to be the best person I can possibly be. And that strengthens your connection to God, spirit, spirituality. It strengthens it. It has to. It's a rule. It's a law. And so you want to just take care of yourself. Now, I have a really cool quote I do want to read to you. This is from Gandhi. It says, keep your thoughts positive because your thoughts become words. Keep your words positive because your words become your behaviors. Keep your behaviors positive because your behaviors become your habits. Keep your habits positive because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive because your values become your destiny. Isn't that great? That's by Gandhi. It's awesome because it takes you through and you can see how your thoughts go to your words and your words go to your behaviors and your actions and they go to your habits, good or bad. And you want to keep your actions, your habits positive as possible so that you can become your best self because your destiny is your best self. It's no one else's destiny. It's your destiny to be who you are. That's your purpose. That's why you're here on this life, to live your best life and be you. 60 seconds. So I will wrap up. So I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, and this was Embracing Your Essence. This is Lilydale Radio. You can find this, of course, book, Colleen Vanderzijden, medium and self-empowerment coach. You can connect with me on my website, which is colleenvanderzijden.com, and it's not as hard to spell as you'd think, but if you're watching, you can actually see how it's spelled, Vanderzijden, and that will be wonderful. You can also find Lilydale's information on lilydaleassembly.com. You want to check that because there's so much of workshops coming up, and that would be awesome. There's a trance mediumship in March. There's another mediumship one with Judith Rochester just added in April. And then Sharon Engler's doing a workshop in what's the next month? May, in May. Hold on, I'm going to play my music. Yeah, so there's so many things going on. So you can check in there.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.